Testing, 1, 2, testing. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Bruce Nauman on, it must be May 27th, at Bruce Nauman's home in Pecos, New Mexico. The interviewer is Michelle DeAngelis. Okay. I read somewhere that you were born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. When was that?
1941. December 6th.
Uh huh.
Day before Pearl Harbor.
Oh Jesus!
So it helps you remember your birth.
Tell me what your parents are doing there and how they got there. Did your grandparents and parents?
No, my parents are both from Chicago. Mm-hmm. North Park. Mm-hmm. My father worked for General Electric. Mm-hmm. That's why.
I didn't know General Electric had a plant there. I grew up in Schenectady, which is another big GE town.
My father, yeah, we lived there for a while, too.
You did?
My father was a, I don't know what he was doing at that time. He did drafting for him for a while, but he was an engineer, but he was a sales engineer.
Did he sell turbines? Or what?
At one time he did. He sold turbines. He sold, I don't know what he sold then. I know he did sell turbines. I don't know what we did when we moved to Schenectady. And we lived in northern Wisconsin. He sold mining equipment in the Saudi range.
Mm-hmm. So you started out in Indiana, and how long were you there?
I think 2004.
And then you moved to Schenectady?
Schenectady, uh-huh. For a couple of years. And then I moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. From about, I guess, to maybe I was in third grade or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved up to Appleton, Wisconsin.
Grandparents alive during this time? On either side?
Yeah, both my grandmothers were alive. My mother's father died when I was fairly young. I don't remember, 5 or 6 or
uh-huh.
7.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my father's father died when I was 12.
Do you have any memory of him?
I remember him. A little bit, not a lot, a little bit.
What did he do?
He worked for American Excelsior or something. I don't remember particularly. I remember one time going to his plant. I remember the machinery with lots of. It was the old machinery that ran on lots of big one overhead power takeoff with a lot of big leather belts that ran away the machine. And he used to do little magic tricks.
He did?
Yeah, he'd send us in the kitchen. Get some apples and bananas for your grandmother and make her disappear.
That's great.
But my mother's father died when I was young enough that I don't remember a night, but I believe he was sick at home for a while. But I remember going to visit and we'd have to be quiet because Grandpa was sick.
Mm-hmm. Did you have brothers and sisters?
I have 2 younger brothers.
Uh-huh. What are their names?
Craig and Larry. Craig is the next youngest one, 4 years apart. Uh-huh. Larry's the youngest. He's 8 years younger.
Okay. You're saying, though, that your grandmothers were alive.
Yeah.
Where did they live?
They both still lived in Oak Park.
Uh-huh.
Stayed there.
Did they have any kind of input in your life? Did you spend time with them?
Well, we went. My mother had a very large family. She had 5 sisters and brothers. 4 sisters and brothers. 6 kids. And we always lived, not always, but when we lived in Indiana and when we lived in Wisconsin, we were close enough to go there at Christmas and Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
usually.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some other relatives. I think there was my mother's mother, my grandmother's, and my mother's had a cousin or aunt or something that had a farm in Michigan. We used to go there in the summer sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But you always grew up in suburban situations?
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Towns or suburban.
Mm-hmm.
I remember living in Schenectady. We lived right on the edge of town because there were farmers' fields behind us.
Do you remember where you lived?
But there were fields, so it was probably new. Kind of after the war housing or something.
Is your family German? No.